At komme til New York for første gang måske, kan være en fuldstændig uoverskuelig ting. Jeg mødte nogle mennesker for få år siden, som var herovre for første gang. De havde været her i 4 dage, og så havde de fået nok af det. Så skulle de altså bare hjem. Og jeg ved ikke, hvad det var, de havde fået nok af, fordi at New York lever, og New York vil leve til evig tid, tror jeg mere eller mindre. Jeg var aldrig nogensinde kunne få nok af New York. Og en af dem, som virkelig kan fortælle noget om det, det er Christopher C. Haywood. Han er Senior Vice President for Communications i det, der hedder New York City and Company. Det er en slags turistbureau, kan man kalde det, for New York City.
New York City is such a dynamic destination. We're 5 boroughs, 5 cities in one, and we have boundless energy, dynamism, vibrancy, and excitement here that you really can't find anywhere else in the world. It's a city of neighborhoods, a city of 5 boroughs, 5 cities in 1, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island.
When you come to New York, what will you propose the visitors to do?
So I think first-time visitors always want to tackle the iconic sites of the city, everything from the Statue of Liberty to the Empire State Building to Central Park to seeing a Broadway show to seeing Times Square, which is sort of the epicenter of New York City. They'll also take advantage of the harbor and the fact that New York is surrounded by water and take a cruise along the waterfront to see the city up close. And then I think as you progress and as you become a more seasoned traveler and you repeat visit to the city, that's an opportunity to kind of peel the layers back and really discover the authentic New York City. And what they're going to discover is really a city that reflects the world itself. There's no other city on the planet that has as many languages and religions and foods and cultural opportunities that New York City offers. It's really the world's second home. What really defines and distinguishes New York City is its energy, its diversity, its vibrancy, its real unique flavor. And you really feel that when you see the sights and when you hear the sounds and when you smell even and you really discover the sense of the city. You walk along the streets and you just really feel a buzz and unique excitement about this city that really is sort of an intangible, but is what people really know and feel when they come here.
And one of the opportunities which New York City and company can provide the visitors with, it is some sort of a city pass, which are helping the people actually to get some ideas about where to go and also give them maybe an easier way to experience New York.
Yes, for first-time visitors, we encourage you again to see the iconic sites of the city as well as our museums, our key museums such as the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Museum of Modern Art, the American Museum of Natural History, the Guggenheim Museum, etc. And so these attraction passes, namely the City Pass, will provide you access to many of those key tourist sites. And it's a great way to sort of get a lay of the land and see iconic New York City.
Another thing, when we came into the office, and it is no secret, it is quite warm outside, you said, have you been to the beach?
Absolutely. We have several miles of beaches in New York City, and I don't think people realize that we actually are a beach destination as well. Everything from Orchard Beach up in the Bronx to the Rockaways out in Queens to Coney Island, where we just opened the Thunderbolt roller coaster, which is the first upside-down roller coaster in New York City. And I think you had a chance to experience that, you said earlier, when you took the Staten Island Ferry, which is a free activity in New York and also another great iconic activity. A visit to New York City is also defined by the experience of interacting with New Yorkers and also interacting with other visitors. We're the most popular U.S. destination, and people come here and they interact with people from all over the world, and I think that is very much part of the experience as well.
Tak til Chris Haywood fra New York City & Company for snakken om, hvad New York blandt andet har at byde på. Vi lægger naturligvis links på rejseradioen.dk, så man selv kan planlægge sin tur og være bedre forberedt, inden man tager afsted. I det næste indslag skal vi ud i den kæmpemæssige park Central Park, hvor der for ganske nylig er genåbnet en både romantisk og fancy gourmetrestaurant, hvor man oven i købet kan spise til fornuftige priser. Men husk også at klikke indenfor på rejseradioen.dk, hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere, ikke mindst om, hvad man kan opleve i New York, altså rejseradioen.dk.